Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. You watch the show every day. We loop it all the live long day. It's a video. We have HD cameras in here. I understand they're very high tech. And we even have a guy that switches back and forth. So you can watch the show. RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you right to the looking glass. And you can be a looker. There's a whole little group of people over there that
it's
watch
fun.
The show. Yeah. I think my mom's on there.
Pretty sure. Your mom's on there.
I think she watches the show.
Yeah. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Mom.
And if you're lucky, Sarah will take her parka off for a minute.
Yeah, I might.
And then she'll get chilly again.
Yeah. Gets cold. Gets cold in here. So RadioAlice.com/watch. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, Equal Opportunity Employer. So, you know, I didn't get a good look at the eclipse yesterday, but at least the whole world didn't get to watch me peeing. You know, worse things could happen.
What?
And they did happen to a number of people. We found out something yesterday, and that's that Miley Cyrus likes to pee outside.
Oh, I do too.
Or often has to, but she likes to take off all her clothes from the waist down to do it.
Well, you want to keep your pants clean.
Well, sure.
I don't blame her.
And then she also wants to pee outside with all her pants taken off and have someone photograph her.
So someone took a picture of this.
Oh, there's so many pictures of her with her pants off.
Was she
in her backyard?
Oh, no.
You do this in your backyard, Miley.
No, you do it by the side of your car. You do it while you're partying and drinking a Corona.
I haven't had a backyard for a long time, but I look forward to that first day when I get a backyard.
I'm going to go kill that lemon tree.
And I can just hit it.
Yeah. There was another photo dump.
Whoa.
Yesterday.
Is that the bathroom? Jihad?
It is Celebrity Jihad.
It's like a sauna, I think.
Yeah, that one, she's just... That one, I don't think she's peeing in that one. I don't think she peed in that.
That is...
Yeah, that squeaky clean image she's been working on for the last couple months... That's
so
it's gonna take
here,
a hit.
She just has a beer in her hand and
it's she's just hanging
dry on the floor.
See, I'm not bummed about that, but here's the thing that's weird to me. So you hear people, random people, people among us,
mm-hmm.
normal people
sure.
who are like, don't put your face in the photo.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to know, but celebrities.
Yes.
And I don't understand how
they just
it hasn't
don't have people in their lives
to
who are
them
yelling
where
at them.
They're look, you get your, you don't especially you.
Right.
Especially you. No one's gonna hack Susan from HR.
No.
That's not gonna happen. You can put your face in the photo. Miley Cyrus, what are you thinking? Come on.
She seems super happy. She's clearly with other people in all these photos. There's a photo of her laying with some girl.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Boy.
Do we know the guy?
Well, I'm going to guess it's Thor's brother.
I don't know.
What, do you think it's not impressive enough to be
no,
Thor's brother?
No, I think, is the skin color right?
I can't really, well, you can't see his legs. I mean, that could be, are you saying that could be a black dude?
Who's this person?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know. It's kind of purpley. They can be a range of colors.
There's only one ween that I know intimately, and it's my own. Other than that, I don't see him often. I don't know. You've been around.
Yuzi, you're the expert. What's your thoughts
yeah,
on?
That's a white guy.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh. So, do you think it might be Thor's brother?
Yes.
And why? So, he takes a picture headed down his body, and she's kissing something. There's also, there's a picture of her with some girl. Maybe Yuzi will know the girl from like reality TV show. And they're naked and they're just touching each other's, they're laying in bed and taking a selfie, touching all their stuff.
There's the girl.
Yeah, I don't know who the girl is.
She looks familiar. I can't place her though. I'm trying to find out.
That's just two girls naked hanging out in bed right there. Yeah. What that is. Looks fun.
Is it wrong?
No. I mean, hey. Well, I'll
Let
tell you what's
you
wrong is that all these photos are dumped. It's horrible.
Well, how did it happen?
Someone hacked into, and it's not just Miley. I'm mentioning Miley because her photos are the most fun.
Oh, they're saying she's a model. Stella Maxwell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know her. Catherine McPhee, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Lindsey Vonn, Kristen Stewart.
Well, I just pulled up the site you mentioned, and someone named Amy Willerton
is I don't know on her.
I don't either, but they're graphic.
Yeah, well, that's what these guys are known for. So these things have been hacked, which, you know, it's... Who was saying it? I think it was Jennifer Lawrence. She's like, it's sexual assault. Someone takes your photos and puts them out for the world to see, and it's assault.
Well, here's the thing. The first photo dump was not a hack. They fished them.
Yeah.
Those people gave their passcodes up, whether they were tricked into it or...
People guessed them.
Or someone, yeah, whatever it was, that's how those photos were taken. So this is a hack? Is that what you're hearing?
That's what they're saying. Hacked celebrity nudes.
Stella Maxwell is a Victoria's Secret model.
She's hot.
And they used to date.
They say the guy responsible... Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Her and Miley?
Yeah, so 2015.
That could be from 2015, those pictures. They say the guy responsible for the fappening got 18 months in federal prison. So whoever did this is, you know, it's dangerous. I don't know why these websites post these things up, because of course all these people have lawyered up.
The corona shots are surprisingly kind of hot.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, she looks absolutely fantastic.
Well, I've just never really seen someone wanting and thought anything of it, but that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I better not.
You can't show it to the camera. Vaughn,
I mean, that's not my
sure
thing
of
is the point is it's not my thing, right. And I could... easily go find that if I was
very
into
limber.
It, but she looks like she's
sure
having a great time there on the beach, enjoying herself.
Yeah.
Did you find the Tiger Woods one?
No, I can't.
Oh,
maybe they're scared.
They may have taken that down. He has, I guess, right after this happened, he unleashed his attorney, Michael Holtz, who was threatening to sue.
Well,
if
here's
the
Lindsey
Vonn. Remove him. Let me see the Lindsey Vonn one.
The Lindsey Vonn are everywhere.
Well, the Lindsay, I guess those were taken off Lindsay's phone, and that's where the Tiger one comes from as well. Oh my.
Hello.
Jeez Louise.
That's a great shot,
boy,
huh?
Boy, that's got all kinds of stuff saying? Going on there.
What do you mean all kinds of stuff?
What are you saying?
Go show him in the one that you showed
just
me.
Just hold it up to the window.
Oh! There's Tiger right there.
Oh, let's see a Tiger one.
He's in the Lindsey Vonn one, huh?
Oh boy.
What are they doing?
Well, he's clearly somewhere else, and he's sending her a photo.
Oh.
He's about half-mast in that. Can I say that?
Sure can.
It's not fully, but it's impressive. He's got quite a swing there, quite a golf club.
Oh, wow.
Like that?
Wow. Not really.
All right. Oh, yeah. So now we're all looking at
news. All right, so let's stop looking at pictures, guys. This is radio. Sure, I'll look at pictures.
Well, people can. Oh, yeah.
I just don't find him attractive. He's just so... Ugh.
So it looks like it was Lindsey Vonn's account that was hacked. So it was just the stuff that she found, that she had, that they found on her phone. The lawyers are going crazy. Celebrity Jihad has all these photos. Catherine McPhee has also lawyered up. She's fired off a threatening letter. And
what's the point of this? Are these people demanding money? Or are they just trying to... embarrass people, or just showing off. Look what we could do.
I think they're
You're
showing off what they can do because, I mean, it's not like we paid to access these this morning. We went to the one site that always has these, and we said, oh, I wonder if that's where they are. Sure enough,
there they are.
I don't know what anybody gains from this. Celebrity Jihad certainly is now going to have to spend money to defend itself. I guess they want the hits and their advertisers. I mean,
yeah,
is that it?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I don't really see any ads. Well, I guess there are a little bit of ads going on here if you click on other stuff.
They get to put viruses on your computer, everyone.
Porn ads and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, right. I guess they would get you to go to... places where you'd actually pay for porn. I don't know.
Kristen Stewart's pretty hot. What?
I didn't look at the Kristen Stewart ones.
She's pretty hot.
She's on the front page, too.
Is she dirty?
It's just that RBF thing going on. It's like, ugh.
No, I like it.
Let's have a look. I hate to
come
do
on,
it, but...
Sarah.
Who is she with?
Who cares? Who is she with?
Oh, boy. That looks inviting. It's clearly an invitation. It's just so funny that everyone's taking shots of their cracks all the time now. Mm-hmm. Like that people that, you know, they can hack all these people and they've all got shots of their own cracks.
Well, that's what you want to see. Told you that 100,000 times.
Yeah.
Since I've known you, I've told you.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like, you know, if you didn't have those, there'd be no problem.
Tasteful photos.
What is this, Playboy?
Tasteful.
Anyway, in addition to pictures of Lindsay, there's video of her, Lindsay Vonn, there's video of her in the tub enjoying her shower massager. So that's if you're looking for video, Vin.
Who is that?
Lindsay Vonn in the tub with the shower massager.
She looks really good, too.
Sure. Lindsay, of course, you know, she's super pissed. All her stuff was hacked. Photos of her, photos of Tiger. She is ready to fight back. It is an outrageous and despicable invasion of privacy for anyone to steal and illegally publish private, intimate photos. Her statement via spokesman says, Lindsay will take all necessary and appropriate legal action to protect and enforce her rights and interests. She believes the individuals responsible for hacking her private photos as well as the websites that encourage this detestable conduct should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. And while I'm guilty of looking, I agree. I think it's awful. I saw that this morning and went, oh, well, at least I'm not dealing with that today. You know?
True.
No matter what you're going through today, 99.99999% of us don't have a bunch of people looking at our private crack photos. In an interview yesterday, moving on, unless you are we
done.
I'm done. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Vinny, you should put that down.
I am done.
You should put it down.
I'm
so
on Amazon shopping for stuff, okay?
Mm. Like what? Shower massagers?
No. Yeah.
In an interview yesterday, Katy Perry was asked if she's back together with Orlando Bloom. That's mm-hmm. been the rumor the last
yeah, they've
couple
been
weeks.
Seen together, right?
At a concert, I think it was. Mm.
Right. Whose concert was it? They were seen back. And then they left there and went to some party together on his motorcycle.
Let's see. Ed Sheeran was there, too. I forgot whose concert it was.
So she was asked, are you back with him? And she didn't directly answer the question. She says, well, you know, I think people are in and out of your life. It's nice to keep people you love around you. So she used the L word. When you get older, lines get blurred. And you know what? I'm really busy. I'm about to go on tour for another year. So I think that translates to, you know, when we're near each other, we smash our parts together. And when we're not, we
I
don't.
I like that deal.
Sure.
Great deal.
Katy was also asked if she and Taylor Swift are going to end their beef at the VMAs. That was the big story yesterday was that since they're both going to be, I think Katy's hosting, right? So since they're...
I haven't heard anything about the VMAs.
Yeah, I guess the deal is they're saying that the two of them will put aside their... They'll show everyone that they've put their differences aside.
Yeah.
Katy says she would love to squash it, the beef.
Well, she hasn't done a good job, and I guess it's just... We're not all good at handling every situation. She's just been really bad at this one.
Yeah. It does seem like she...
Well, it's her fault. Oh, God. Yeah. Be a
well,
grown-up.
Well, she did start it, but I would like
loud.
To... You know, just, I'm so sorry about it. Just leave it at that. Don't try to cast blame. Well, it is her fault, but I am sorry. And so I wish we could get back together. Well, hold on. So it sounds like it was just a rumor that they were going to end their beef. But Katy says she would love to. She was also asked about a supposed rumor that David Hasselhoff is going to be an American Idol judge with her. And she didn't know anything about that. So I guess that's just that, a rumor.
Well, they can't use him.
Why not?
Because he's a joke.
Yep.
What was he a judge for? America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like to call him a joke, but who can take him seriously?
He's big in Germany.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that is
do
for real.
Over there. Right. Yeah.
I don't hate the guy. I didn't say he shouldn't, you know, breathe air. taking good air from other humans. I'm just saying he's a joke.
Well, he might be. He might fit the show this time around because I got to say the show's kind of a joke at this point. Like, really, they just
right,
took
they
it off last
know,
year.
But they don't want it to be. They're not.
Well, they're paying Katy Perry $25 million, so it won't be. And didn't we hear that Ryan Seacrest is going to get $15 mm-hmm. million?
Yeah.
That is so I mean, they're already their production costs are out of control.
And then they're trying to pay Lionel Richie $5 million.
Right. He's all, hello.
Hello.
Is that right? They offered him only five?
And he's
like five to seven.
Yeah. That's the price range for everybody else. Mm-hmm. They're crazy. They've got Katy Perry. Get a Jimmy Iovine type and some recording engineer, somebody, just people who are in the
they need a bad guy is
they
what
do.
They need. And Lionel Richie is not that guy.
Why
he
is
writes
it so
love
clear
songs.
To us?
He can't come in and say, that was awful.
Yeah.
You should never sing again.
And the whole point of it was that you would go through a real audition process with real experts in the industry, not just a bunch of people who are going to say nice things about you. That's why it worked to begin with and why it didn't work by the end and had to go away. Because who wants to hear Keith Urban, Steven Tyler, and J-Lo say more nice things about people? Shut up. We don't need to hear from them.
I would just keep saying to people, if I were the judge, let me play Pink for you, okay? That's your competition. Where are you at up right. against this? Like, you suck, dude. Get out of here. Go back to the karaoke bar. There's real singers who can hit real notes.
The producer would walk and put their hand on Vinny. Vinny, that's the 900th person that you've sent out of this room today. We need to let some of these people through to Hollywood.
Real range, not tone deaf.
Vinny, we need a couple of these people to make it through. If you could,
we need to last the whole season.
If you could take the Pink level down a notch, and then maybe we could let a couple of these people through.
By the way, the VMAs is this Sunday, so as the week goes on, let's see if there's any more build up between
Katy Perry and there's a lot about Taylor, and I'm not going to break it open right now because there's actually a lot about it, but it's. And Ed Sheeran was saying, I don't know what you guys are talking about. She's not putting out a record till Christmas time.
Maybe she's paying him.
Oh, well, he's not on Instagram anyway, right? Didn't he get rid of his social media?
Is this the thing?
Yeah, it was mean.
Isn't so Christmas time right around the corner?
Yeah,
no, it's months
right
and
there.
Months away.
Nope.
I mean,
we're right there. Football was on my TV last night.
How was it?
It wasn't that good.
Who played?
Your favorite, the Browns.
Oh.
He got rid of his Twitter, not his Instagram.
Yeah.
No.
But he's back up, but he hasn't posted since mid-July.
Oh. Right around the time that he
the
took
Game
the hit
Thrones.
For the Game of Thrones.
Everyone's so mad about that.
I loved him on there.
No,
I thought it
didn't.
Yes, I did. I had no problem with it. Thought it was adorable. Bill Cosby. He's going to be retried for the sexual assault of Andrea Constand, and he will have a brand new attorney representing him, a name you might recognize, Thomas Mesereau. He is that lawyer with the long white hair who got Michael Jackson acquitted of child molestation charges in 2005. He helped Robert Blake beat his murder rap.
Mm.
In an interview last year, Mesereau defended Cosby's right to a fair trial and compared his situation to Michael's. Mesereau said the worldwide media had already condemned him and basically discarded him as trash. I see something similar happening now. And when Cosby's first trial ended in the hung jury earlier this summer and prosecutors announced that they were going to retry him, Mesereau said, I think it's a weak case. It's a waste of time. They shouldn't even retry him. So Thomas Mesereau is going to be working for Bill Cosby.
Hmm. What do you think that's going to cost him? Bill Cosby, I mean.
I don't know, but he's got all the money, right? I mean.
Well, it's dwindling away. He's not like he's bringing in any money, but
no.
He's worth a good $100 million.
Yeah. 100 mil?
Yeah.
He can afford it.
Oh, 100 mil.
No, he's worth 400.
Yeah. 400? Oh,
there you go.
Bill, he can afford
a team
of the best.
He's spending 100 million of that 400 million on lawyers.
Oh, that is good news for some lawyers.
This guy also represented Tyson and Suge Knight.
Oh, boy.
He's the guy.
He's the guy you go to.
What are you talking about? Suge Knight's in jail.
Yeah, but.
And Tyson went to jail.
Yeah. Well, maybe he got him a reduced sentence or something.
Right.
All right.
I don't know. But he's clearly the guy you go to.
Oh, this particular case, it says charges were dropped for Tyson.
Oh, it must not have been for the rape thing.
It must have been something else, yeah.
But Chug went to jail. Did he just... All right. Well, anyway, maybe he's not the guy. I don't know. Maybe I would grab someone who had won every case. That's the guy you want, right?
Undefeated.
I don't know. Right, maybe undefeated. You feel like the odds of the guy losing eventually.
Are you the one?
You don't want to be the one. See, maybe the undefeated guy, you're like, boy.
You want a dude who had like 10 solid wins, one loss, couple more wins, one more loss.
Well, somebody like
now
that guy, Mazzaro, he's not going to take anyone on that he'll lose with.
Oh, if he wants famous people he feels he can win with?
Yeah, if he'll take you on, he's going to win with you.
Hey, 209 says, Lionel Richie is that guy. He's a perfectionist, and if you look at his history with the Commodores, you'll see that he can call people out.
Well, if he
on his payroll, publicly, he's the guy who sings hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, he's the party. That's
I can see it in you.
I mean, look, I didn't really watch the show, but when I did watch with the celebrity judges, you very quickly realized they don't want to be booed.
Right.
They can't take it. And so they all ended up being, here it is. I'll tell it. You know what's great about you? Mm-hmm. What the hell is that?
Right.
What to say?
Tell me what's not great about me. Let's work on the things that need work.
To tell you so much. Everyone, come on.
I love you.
You know what's great about you? You never give up.
You really made that your own. My favorite line. 510 is making a good point. They're saying Cosby's still making royalties. The Cosby Show plays almost every day. I see it every day.
I'm
surprised.
I go past it. I can't even stop. It's just like, go away.
That money just keeps rolling in.
Yeah.
I'd say it's good to be Cosby, but right now,
everyone you meet,
all the money, can't really. Oh boy, Hooman is.
You're going for it, Hooman?
Going for it over there.
This guy puts a smile on everyone's face.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Dancing in the street.
Vinny's like, anything but that.
Yeah. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. Just a quick reminder. Bryn and I are raising money for who, you ask? First responders. Firefighters, police officers, paramedics, all suffering from post-traumatic stress on September 9th. And yesterday, Tim and our incredible social media department posted a video of me, selling it, making a promo, online
promo. He is selling
promo.
It, too. Have you seen this, Sarah?
I have not
it's
seen
so
it.
It's so good.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Is it incredible? That's Hooman running stairs the whole time in the full, firefighter outfit.
Yeah.
That might be the best thing you've ever done.
It's fantastic.
Amazing, right?
Absolutely amazing, Hooman.
That was pretty good.
So as of now, right now, Bryn and I have raised $2,100.
All right.
We're in second place overall. If you guys are feeling it, throw down a little bit more and we'll be in first place.
Where can people see that promo?
It's everywhere. It's all our Facebook. Sarah and Vinny, Alice973.
Oh, yeah. That, we need to put that in front of people.
Mine as well.
Does it have a link on it for where you can make the donation?
Yes. Yeah.
All right,
and I reposted it as well. So thanks, everyone. And support if you can.
Oh, Hooman. That is just amazing. Bryn, where were you in that? Why aren't you in that one?
I was in Italy.
He was in the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, you did that a while ago, I see. Yeah. Great job. Wonderful. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Solar for America. Ice and Oakland Ice, where you can learn to skate like the pros. Brought to you by Solar for America.
Yeah.
Ice and Oakland Ice, where you can learn to skate like the pros.
That's pretty good.
Seems like two totally different things.
That's what it says.
I'm with you.
Can you hit me again?
Oh, sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Solar for America. Ice and Oakland Ice, where you can learn to skate like the pros.
It's Solar for America Ice and Oakland Ice. Oh. Put the emphasis
that
on the word and.
In between Solar for America and Ice is throwing me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't look at that comma. Look at, just put the, if you put the emphasis on the word and, you'll hit them both.
Try it again. Here.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Solar for America Ice and Oakland Ice, where you can learn to skate like the pros.
Yeah!
Woo! Thank you.
You see where the comma is, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was fully with you. I was like, I don't, that feels like the right sponsor with the wrong tag.
Yeah.
No, it's
okay.
Solar for America. Solar for America Ice. All right. Feel like we have that squared away now.
Okay. Well, that's why I kept doing it, because I felt like this is going to shake out at some point. It's got to.
Mm. Or you could pre-read. I don't know.
Do it live.
Are we really saying that? Or they could put the comma in the right place?
We're not saying anything.
I don't have enough to read. I got to check their tags. Okay.
All right.
Hey. Here's what's happening. Pre-read. They could pre-read. How about that?
As much as we couldn't pre-read it, you know we're not going to do that.
Yeah, so and I got other stuff to read. Well, that took a turn. Now I'm angry about it.
Don't let it go.
Pissed off. Never read that tag
let
again.
It go.
Let it go.
Brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's where you want to go. Check them out. Bay Area traffic came to a screeching halt yesterday as
so
the
I
eclipse
hear
happened.
Friends.
I saw it. I saw the posts from Contra Costa Police, as they say, really, people? And they posted pictures of the highway. Everyone pulled over. This is CHP Contra Costa. Sorry. It's happening.
Yeah. What, are you going to arrest us all?
They didn't. They just tweeted about it.
Yeah, people wanted to see the... I mean, it was a big deal. I was trying to get to it. I apparently drove totally the wrong direction.
Well, you did bolt out of here as you had half a crew going, you know, right across the street.
But it was so murky out, I thought, they're never going to see it. And I am going to see the... damn it all, I'm going to see this thing. Turned out, no, I'm the one who didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I got
even
it.
Even Vinny saw it.
Yeah.
Everybody but me saw it.
And you love space.
I love
you
space.
Love that stuff.
That's true. Not even space, is it?
Sure it is.
Yeah, that counts as space?
The sun and the moon.
The sun, the moon, the earth all lined up in one row. It's
that's
amazing.
Space. Sure. You don't think that's space?
Well, I don't know. I mean, space. When you think of space, you think of space
travel.
You're
thinking
travel.
Outer space. Right. I'm thinking here in our solar system, like all these bodies were aligned. It was neat. I would have loved to have seen it. I bolted out of here so I could go find a space with a little bit of sun to see it in. Turned out all I had to do was just stay here.
This could be a great idea.
Okay, what is it? I love great
I
ideas.
I mentioned it yesterday and never got to it. They're in the early stages of launching a LinkedIn for ex-cons.
Oh.
It's going to be called 70 Million Jobs. What they do is find employment opportunities for an estimated 70 million people in the U.S. who have a criminal record and can't find work. The guy who started it, Richard Branson, is a felon. He was convicted of securities fraud and spent 2 years in prison in the early 2000s after working at the Wolf of Wall Street brokerage firm known as Stratton Oakmont and then founding his own $100 million firm. He came out of jail destitute. I had no home, no money, no job, no prospects, no future. Everywhere I turned, I found doors slamming in my face. So he started this website. The lack of opportunities is something many formerly incarcerated people face. Nearly 80% of former inmates end up back in jail within 5 years of being released.
Because if they could find gainful employment, they could turn away from crime.
Well, and I'm sure they feel like I can only liken it to something I went through. When you're getting sober after a while, if things haven't changed for you, you get that kind of effort feeling like nothing's better.
Right.
I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks. Nothing's better. F it. Well, takes a minute to realize. It takes more than 2 weeks. If you've been screwing up your life for a while,
right.
it takes more time to put it back. But if doors are slamming in your face, I could see how people finally go, well,
I got to eat today. I'm going to go roll that store.
So I don't know how this is going to go. They're saying they're approaching Uber about possibly, well, what are you making a face for?
I don't know. I don't know that I want a felon driving me in my car. What was he in for?
Do you need to know that?
Uh-huh.
You do?
What if he was in for rape?
Well, okay. I'm asking you.
Something yeah. violent.
Yeah. If he was securities fraud, it's okay. He can drive me.
Unless he tries to break into your credit card.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Securities fraud is okay.
Well, it's okay for a job at Uber. I don't want to get driven around by a rapist.
What about those people that, and we've heard these stories, the Uber people who've taken someone to the airport and then gone right back to that person's house and robbed them?
Mm.
So if the person's a thief.
Right.
You okay with that?
No. This is what they're up against. There's a bread company. I can't think of it, but John buys their bread all the time, and it's all former convicts that work in the, you know, whoever runs this bread factory is good. It's like
they cracked the code on delicious bread.
They did. They did, Vinny. They broke into that safe and got the secret
Dave's
formula.
Dave's Killer Bread?
Yeah, Dave's Killer Bread.
Killer Bread.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it is killer. It's really good.
Right, but killer bread. That doesn't, it's not it's that
killer
funny.
Bread. It's kind of funny.
Is it, though?
Mm-hmm. It is. Because then you read the packaging, you're like, oh my God.
But they're not killers.
I have no idea. I assume that killers spend the rest of their lives behind jail.
You do assume that, but that's not always the case.
Could be wrong. Yeah.
Right?
But he gives him, you know, but there's that's a business that is dedicated to employing former inmates.
Dave is also
Dave was also a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dave himself. Put that together. You know, sometimes you can't find work.
Where do you find this bread?
I don't know, Whole Foods?
I never heard of it.
Safeway? I don't know where.
He spent 15 years in prison.
For what?
Armed robbery, assault, delivery of controlled substances.
Uh-oh.
You know who I want to know about? You just reminded me. That dude who robbed that bank in Scotts Valley and then tied up for entire day, mm-hmm. 17.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know. Oh, they caught him, yeah. I'm just curious how much time he's going to... You don't know how many people's lives were completely screwed for an entire day because that guy didn't think... 17's not the way you get away from a bank robbery, dude.
Yeah. Any other road.
Anyway. 70millionjobs.com. Tying the knot. The average wedding cost is $35,329. That excludes honeymoon expenses.
Holy
this is from
cow.
A snapshot of today's USA Today.
That is so much money.
Think you'll spend more than that, Bryn? $35,000?
Oh, I haven't. No, I don't know.
No,
I can't
they're
say
going,
right now.
That's you got to go less than that.
Well,
that's
we
so
don't
much
know.
Money.
It really depends.
Let me ask you this: have you thought about getting married at your new house?
Oh,
Well,
working on the backyard.
I'd love to, but you know, a lot of it's up to her.
Right.
It's really
she
her.
Wants that
it's
dream,
really her day.
That dream
she
wedding.
Doesn't like your yard.
It's not that. I think she just wants something more accommodating for our guests. Right.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
That's what I think. That's my feeling.
She's not worrying about it till after she has that baby, right?
Yes, that's the main thing.
Oh, she's just pushed that.
When
good
are you
for
doing
you.
Again?
October.
What?
22nd.
Oh, right Sweet. Around the corner.
Yeah,
it's only 2 months away. So she must
Scary.
Be huge.
Yeah, she's big.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She okay?
She's great.
She's not suffering.
She's a trooper. She, you know, walks a lot and does everything just
baby
fine.
Baby kicking like a champ. And,
yeah, it's really bizarre, you know, putting your hand on the stomach and feeling the...
yeah.
Watching a foot go by.
It's
so
weird.
Cool.
A lot of the time she goes, oh, it's kicking. And then I run up and nothing, you know, for 20 seconds. Oh, man. She knows daddy's there, so she just stops.
Oh,
Daddy, listen to you.
Daddy, can we have a tea party?
Does she like being pregnant?
It seems like she does. She's enjoying it.
Well, it's an exciting time.
And she has all the excuses to eat whatever she wants.
Well, some people have a tough time with it.
Sure.
Whether it's Christina, for some reason, didn't like food or nothing tasted good to her. And it was bumming her out. Other than that, she had a really simple,
seemed
easy
like a
pregnancy.
Good pregnancy, right?
But for someone that loves to eat, that was...
Yeah.
She couldn't do what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Gorge herself. So she's not having any... She's not having a bed rest. She's not having any back pain. She's not... Can she sleep?
She can sleep. Everything's just harder for her to do.
Yeah.
You know? Picking up Toddy's poop and stuff like that.
Like, you make her pick up the poop still?
She has to walk him sometimes. I'm at work in the morning, right?
She get her one of those scoopers, you know?
You know what she does?
A shovel. Yeah.
Like, she just lets him go in the backyard and lets me pick it up.
Oh, there you go.
That's yeah. fine.
She
that's
solved that problem.
Be, right?
Yeah, she did.
Smart lady.
Mm. Yeah. That's fun.
Want another story or some text?
Let's go one more story.
All right. 25-year-old Tony Fuch was out drinking last Thursday near Orlando, and then he decided to drive home around 4 a.m. We don't know how many total things he hit, but when he got to his apartment complex, he didn't realize the gate was closed.
Oh, so that was one
of
the
things. So he plowed right through it in his SUV. Then after that, he drove around looking for a parking spot and clipped several parked cars in the lot. He kept going and sideswiped more cars and then finally found a spot and hit two more cars while he was pulling into it. In the end, he crashed into 17 cars, all his neighbors, before he finally found a spot and parked sideways in it.
Oh, he'll be popular at the complex.
He's going to have to move, right?
When the police showed up to arrest him for drunk driving, he tried to fight them.
Oh.
So they pepper sprayed him and tacked an additional charge for resisting arrest.
Guy had quite a night.
No word on how many of his neighbors planned to sue. I would guess all of them.
Yeah, I would think that that's a guy who's got to write an apology letter the next day.
One woman said the damage to her car alone was $2,000.
Oh, that's one of 17.
Yeah.
And who knows what he hit before he hit that gate.
Right. Well, that's they're saying now they've got to go find the bar and search back
right.
to see
figure
what
out
else
how
he hit.
We got home. Oh,
drunk
boy.
Driving's
don't,
bad,
don't
people.
Do it. That's what Uber's for, everyone.
Well, now, I mean, did you have Uber when you were a kid?
I didn't.
And you drove drunk, right?
I, mean, I you don't regret to say it. I definitely yeah. drove drunk in my life.
I definitely hit a car one time while reaching for a cassette tape and then went like a derelict that I am, went home. And then in the morning, my old man went, okay, I don't know what you hit, but we're going to find it and you're in big trouble. And I got my car yanked and all this other stuff. But we went back to the house and had to say,
my derelict son hit your
car. I did that.
Right.
And I'm going to make good on all that and gulp. But that's drunk driving, right? Now you know.
Yeah, don't do it.
Uber.
Uber is the way, or cab, whatever, someone else driving. Okay, the total eclipse made Bonnie Tyler a very happy woman. I know, it's
so
wonderful.
So her concert went off well?
It apparently did, and I believe we have audio from it as well.
Oh, great.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.